But we, you, some of you may know, some of you may not know, today passed a great legend in country music to the great country western band In the Sky, taken from us in the prime of life by a burst aneurysm in his intestines. We lost country music's biggest hit maker. Conway Twitty passed on today. That said, we would like to open our show tonight with one of his most memorable hits.
Some say love is a river.
A legend in the entertainment business, Conway Twitty had more hits than Elvis or the Beatles. And now, ladies and gentlemen, country music fans, welcome to the Mountain West Opry Show. Tonight, you'll see the best in past, present, and future country music and entertainment. The Mountain West Opry Show, performed at the Auburn Avenue Dinner Theater and Opry House, nestled in a valley at the base of Mount Rainier. And it's from that valley that we bring you our show. And to begin tonight, the Northwest Expedition Band featuring Craig Ibsen.
Kitchen cleaned. He's a very intelligent man. It sometimes really surprised me. But that whole, I see you later thing. Cheryl, I loved him a lot, as much as I love you. And, I see you later, right?
Thank you for sharing.
Just a short demonstration of the first time I met Brian to give you an idea of just how intelligent he was. In 2001, my family wanted to open a restaurant in Auburn, and he had Torrey's Pizza at the time. And one day, I'm standing out on the sidewalk having a cigarette, and he comes down the street from the pizza factory. He walks up and he says, "I'm Brian." I said, "Hi, I'm Brian." He says, "You're opening a restaurant in Auburn, huh?" "We'd like to. We're trying." "In Auburn, huh?" "Yeah." And this is where the intelligent part comes in. He had one word. He said, "Why?"
Good question.
Brian and I used to drove taxi together. We'd sit a lot of mornings and talk about every subject, but whenever he turned around to something like economics, he always looks at me and goes, "I'll teach you about economics. Here's the first lesson. Give me $20. He folded it up in his pocket and goes, "Now what else do you want to learn?" I love you, bro.
My name is Paul Nelson, and Brian was my right-hand man in SPLAB for many years. And as I said in the newspaper, Toronto Rail, there was no job that was too good for him. He would sweep the floors, he would take out the garbage, he would go through every transaction we ever did to get a strike with the IRS and get our 501c3 to be official. He put in a lot of work, he dumped CDs. The morning that, July 5th, I saw somebody from Auburn, her Facebook post, and said it was a horrible accident downtown Auburn, and involved a taxi cab. In my mind, I'm picturing some Somali guy dead, and I just had a bad feeling about it. And my wife came in and took care of my daughter for a while, and I went back to the computer, and I found out it was Brian, and I just couldn't believe it. It's stunning how something like this happens. The irony of a man who took around people who were too drunk to drive getting killed by a man who allegedly, as the pastor said, was drinking. So, I kind of been moping around the house since then. My wife, she didn't know Brian. I met her after Brian and I, after SPLAB, and she was kind of surprised by how hard it hit me. And so what I did was I tried to put my energy into a couple of poems. And I'll read these two here. This first one is called Elegy for Brian Love. And one thing about Brian, I used to call him Doc. He hated that nickname. He said, there was a biker and a felon named Doc. It's not a good crowd to be with, but I called him Doc, Dr. Love. Anyway, Elegy for Brian Love. Sun said the night you died, Doc, was stunning. One of those salmon, apricot, solar ricochets off a few late July clouds crowd the sky above Auburn West Hill. Driving, I could not get a photo of it would do you justice. Not that you ever liked being called Doc, said only a biker and a felon were so nicknamed, but it stuck just north of the Stuck River where SPLAB was, across from the Sunbreak at 14th South Division. And Doc, we hoisted a scotch for you at the Rainbow the night Floyd Gonzalez got plowed and plowed through the red and maimed in your red cutty cab, Tim's taxi. And the news said you were getting ready for a wedding and now Cheryl plans your wake. The night you died, Doc, the sunset was one of those burning summer sunsets, play on late clouds, take their time rolling across West Hill to slaughter where like everywhere else, the good ones die and the drunk drivers sit in jail wondering, why me? So I was thinking about the times I had with Brian, and one of his sayings, this guy was talking about, was freedom of speech ends with a guy who signs your checks. Classic. I've used that about 100 times since Brian first told me that. And then the other thing I'm reminded about Brian is the fact that he was a master storyteller. How many here heard Brian tell the story about the cross-eyed bull and the dog fair? You know that story? Yeah, you know that story. My friend Greg says it's not appropriate for church. So maybe at the Rainbow, someone who better than me can tell it. But I'll read this last poem and leave it at that. Slow down, Tahoe driver. And a quote to start is from Ramon Gomez de la Serna. And he says, our only real property consists of our bones. A hard way for the orbit to expand, the car crash and instant death after Independence Day. Bones and a hat they'd rescue from the spot where Auburn Way North becomes Auburn Way South. A crawl from the Rainbow Bar, hard way for one's orbit to expand. A spot on the parade route. How your baritone and call out each float, each entry, each good old day moving outhouse rolls west on Main and Slaughter right there during the season of the right plum full moon. Slow enough to practice the religion of plum blossoms. Unaware, here's where the Tahoe blow through the red and blow a hole in our lives in one last T-bone. And the sunset the night you died, I know, Doc, I know, maybe I apply something angelic to rays that fix themselves to clouds over West Hill. Maybe it's me projecting a need to see you cross over safe, to be reunited with your speed, and the supreme barber in the sky will cut off that godforsaken beard, pour you a scotch and water, wait for a story about the cross-eyed prize bull at the Puyallup Fair. Ilalco's where waters come together. Each stream unique to itself surrenders to a larger current, becomes something more than they'd be alone. One of those vortexes where local tribes would stop and linger. So slow they'd be, so deliberate. And there you'd be dubbing old Art Pepper CDs, maybe listening to The Trip, the prison tale of stories told behind bars. So ride the imagination for a while, a respite from the cell. Bones, Doc. That's all we own anyway. And yours, how much longer could they take you inhaling cigars or any more scotch anyway? We'd have wished for one last goodbye. Slow down, Tahoe driver. You never know whose brother's on the other side.
Brian will miss you and your wonderful heart.
let me know.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Gracious Lord God, saying goodbye is painful. It hurts to the core. Death is called an enemy in your word, and we have sensed the pain of it today. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you that you provide comfort and your presence, and your mercy is available. I pray for each of these dear friends and family members of Brian. And I ask, dear Lord, that you would draw near to them, and that each one of us would find in our own way the comfort and the presence of our Creator God for each of us. Thank you for your eternal love and the promise of salvation. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
There is an invitation to all to join down at the Rainbow Cafe. And at that time, there is going to be more reflections and time to share. But on behalf of Karen and Cheryl and the family, just want to thank all of you for coming. It means a great deal to them. May God bless each one of us. Thank you for